Thank you for calling Deli. How can I help you?
Hello, my name is Max Wallace. I have a large complaint against the deli section of your grocery store.
Okay, well, I'm all ears. Sorry to hear that.
Would you be the person that I should talk to in this matter?
Sure. What seems to be the problem, Max?
Well, first off, your deli has a lot of discounts on things.
Okay, and is there a problem with that?
I have noticed that with my keen discount eye.
Okay.
So the jig is up on that.
I'm not following you. The jig is up on what?
The jig is up that you are discounting products left and right. But for some reason on God's green earth, I never see discounts on ham.
I'm not quite sure that it is never on sale.
Three times. Three times this past month, you have cut prices on turkey. Three times.
Now, Max, if you would like, I could transfer you to the store manager.
I'm going to go ahead and apologize before I say this, so I'm sorry for my language, but who the f*** eats turkey these days? It's about ham, am I right?
Max, please, no vulgar language, okay? Would you like me to transfer you to the store manager?
Well,
so
I am sorry for the language, but I have a strong sense that you over there are hamists.
Well, I don't understand hamist.
Well, you wouldn't understand hamist because you probably are one. That's racist against hams.
What? First of all, there's no such thing as hamist racism, okay?
Well,
I've never heard of that. No one's ever heard of that.
Well, if you aren't hamist, then why aren't you discounting the ham?
And you know what? Secondly, you're complaining because ham is not on sale, really?
Well, at least you caught that part, correct? Yes, I'm complaining because I shouldn't have to take a second job to afford to damn ham.
It's ridiculous. You know you're not getting a second job just so you could afford deli ham, okay?
Well, I shouldn't have to. That's what I'm saying. I should not have to. And that
come
is
on,
why...
This whole thing complaint is silly.
Okay,
this
well...
Really, come on.
Well,
over some ham because it's not discounted.
That is correct. You have never discounted your ham, and you should take it seriously because I've already spoken to the Better Business Bureau about it.
You call the Better Business Bureau?
You are damn
really?
Right I did. They were outraged, as a matter of fact.
They must have been laughing like crazy. I mean, that's got to be the most ridiculous complaint they've ever even had.
Well, you go on ahead with your cavalier attitude about you not discounting ham, but there is a war on ham in this country, and you are ground zero, and I am finally doing something about it.
Oh, so you're going to do something about it?
Yes, I am. I am a Maxion.
Maxion?
I am a Maxion, a man of action, and I'm about to take action on you, and you are never going to see it coming.
Oh, yeah?
Well, I guess you might see it coming because I'm telling you about it, but you will see it coming and it will hurt.
What are you going to do? Make phone calls all around the country to every deli to file a complaint about the ham?
No, I am not. No, I am not. I'm going to make an example out of you. I'm coming down there, set up my own ham stand in front of your store, and I'm selling discounted ham to put you nitwits out of business.
Oh, my God, that is something.
Well, you can be laughing now, but you're not going
to
be laughing when I put you out of business because I'm discounting my ham, and you have not discounted one slice of ham, not never.
Oh, God, I can't wait to tell everybody about this crack.
And I bet you'd like to know where I'm getting that ham, too, wouldn't you?
You are. I am
going to come into your store. I'm going to buy all of your ham, and then I'm going to sell it outside at a discounted rate.
I can't wait. You're the nitwit that's going to buy ham from us. And then you're going to turn around and sell it for less. You're making us money.
Damn right. I'm going to buy your ham at whatever price you have it available for, and I'm going to sell it outside your store for at least 50% less.
You're such an idiot.
Well, I'll remember that when you come crying for me for a job on the ham train. That's the name of my store, by the way. My store's name is Ham Train. Be ready for it to hit you.
Oh, Lord.
That's right. The ham train is about to run you right over. Leave you right in the tracks. Right after this prank phone call, ham train is coming for you.
A ham train.
Soon as I am done, soon as I am done prank phone calling you, I'm opening up the ham train.
What are you talking about?
I said as soon as I'm done with this prank phone call, gonna open up the ham train on you.
What do you mean prank phone call?
Oh, this is actually Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning doing a phone tap on you. Your son Matthew set you up.
Oh, my God. You wasted all my time. Are you kidding me?
Your son Matthew listens to our radio show, and he wanted to set you up because he said it's funny when you get flustered over complaints at the deli.
Oh, my God. I'm going to kill Jesus.
The ham train is coming. You get on board or you get left on the tracks.
Oh, my God.
By the way, you guys have any good deals on ham right now?
Actually, you'd be surprised. Nothing is on sale right now. It's all full price.
Oh, well, there we go again.